Muhammad is my guide, Muhammad is my teacher, Muhammad my beloved Rasulullah.
I want to be like you.
Like you.
In everything I do, Ya Rasulullah.
I want to walk like you, talk like you, read my Quran just like you. Rasulullah.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Welcome to your program Like Muhammad with me, Javed Akbari. Dear brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. There are important lessons we can learn from the life of the Prophet. The life of the Prophet, as well as his sayings, his conducts, and his seerah, of course, carry important lessons for us. The hadiths of the Prophet are nothing but bits of his biography. You know, hadiths are the recordings of the preaching of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and his family. And they are the moral ground on which the followers of Islam function and work in their day-to-day lives, of course. The sayings of the Prophet are the law of the religion. And, of course, they hold the second authority to the Quran. And we have been saying it time and again that the sayings of the Prophet are next to the Quran. And they are the most authoritative, of course, after the Quran, because the Quran is the first source, the first and the most important authoritative source for the derivation and for the legal rules that are available. And then it is the tradition of the Prophet, peace be upon him, that is next in terms of importance and in terms of authoritativeness. And in terms of validity. In this episode, we are going to look at a saying from the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him. It has been reported that the Prophet said, Ar-Rahimuna yarhamuhum ar-Rahman yawm al-Qiyamah. Irham man fil ardi yarhamuka man fil sama'. Okay? Those who have mercy to other people, Ar-Rahman will have mercy upon them. God, who is the compassionate and who is merciful, will have mercy on them on the day of judgment. And then the Prophet, peace be upon him, says, Irham man fil ardi yarhamuka man fis sama. You have to have mercy on those people who are on earth. And those who are in the sky will have mercy on you. So this is one saying from the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him. And of course, there are many other sayings from the Prophet, from the last Prophet, peace be upon him and his family, which deals with compassion, with being merciful. Of course, the Prophet of Islam was the Prophet of mercy. And there is no doubt about it, because the Quran also speaks explicitly about the Prophet being merciful. But there are also traditions from the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, which clearly indicates that you need to have mercy on others. And one of those traditions is this, that those people who show no mercy will receive no mercy from Allah. And this is, of course, the purport of the hadith which I just mentioned. So if you are not merciful to other people, Allah will also not be merciful towards you. Irham turham. Irham turham means you have to have mercy so that others will have mercy on you. God will have mercy on you. Let's have a break and then we'll be back.
ربنا أعلاك قدرا يا إمام الأنبياء يا حبيبي يا محمد يا نبي سلام عليك يا رسول سلام عليك يا حبيب سلام عليك صلوات الله عليك.
Welcome back. Dear brothers and sisters, the Prophet said, one who does not believe in mercy cannot expect it from Allah himself. In the world, Even if a person follows every word of the Quran but cannot forgive small mistakes and cannot be kind towards others, the person cannot be true to the religion, of course. A true Muslim, a true believer, is one who has mercy upon others. And a person who is a true follower of the Quran is one who forgives other people. You have to learn, we have to learn to forgive other people, to ignore other people's mistakes in their lives. So a merciful being can bring distinct changes in life and experience a complete change in the perspective of living, of course. Obviously, if the supreme power can forgive the gravest and heinous sins, then his human followers must be able to show mercy to people around and overlook their mistakes. Now, when it comes to the Holy Prophet of Islam, peace be upon him and his family, there is a verse in the Quran which says, لَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مِّنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ عَزِيزٌ عَلَيْهِ مَا عَنِتُّمْ حَرِيصٌ عَلَيْكُمْ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَأُوفٌ رَحِيمٌ. Now, this is verse 128 of chapter At-Tawbah, which says that the Prophet came from among you, from within you. The Prophet of Islam was not an individual who came from other places or from other community. Of course, he was an Arab who was commissioned and who was sent forth, and he was a person from the Arab people themselves. The Quran says, لَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مِّنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ. A messenger was sent forth from among you, from one of you. عَزِيزٌ عَلَيْهِ. He is very loved to Allah. Of course, God loves him. مَا عَنِتُّمْ حَرِيسٌ. He is حَرِيسٌ عَلَيْكُمْ. He is someone who is very much concerned about you, you know. He wants you to be in good condition. He wants you to live in prosperity, to live in happiness. And بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَؤُوفٌ رَحِيمٌ. That's the main point that we are going to substantiate, to underscore, of course. رَؤُوفٌ رَحِيمٌ. He is kind and merciful towards the believers.
My heart is so full of longing. I wish to be close to my beloved. I dream to walk in the streets of Medina and to quench the thirst of my spirit by visiting you, O Muhammad. As-salamu alayka ya Rasul.
The Prophet of Islam, if you look at his life, of course, there are many verses in the Quran which says that the Prophet wasn't hard-hearted. The Prophet was very kind. And of course, the Quran also says, if you were hard-hearted, everyone would leave you and would get dispersed. لَوْ كُنْتُ فَضًّا غَلِيظَ الْقَلْبِ لَنْفَضُّ مِنْ حَوْلِكَ. Which clearly indicates that if you are hard-hearted, those people who are around you, they would not accept you, they would not stay with you, they would also leave you alone and would get scattered. So that's why the Quran clearly indicates that the Prophet of Islam, peace be upon him, wasn't hard-hearted. He was merciful, he was forgiving, and he preached forgiveness among his followers, among his companions. And we as Muslims should learn lessons from the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, from the way he conducted himself with the other people, with Muslims and non-Muslims. That doesn't make any difference. Of course, we should be kind towards everyone, not only towards our own fellow Muslims, but also towards non-Muslims. Okay, because the Prophet of Islam, who is our role model, he was kind and he was compassionate towards everyone in his life. And of course, he was more, you know, compassionate and more kind and more merciful towards the believers. بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَؤُوفٌ رَحِيمٌ. That's all for this session. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Be like Muhammad, live like Muhammad, see like Muhammad did. Be like Muhammad and live like Muhammad and give like Muhammad gave. Shafi'ullah, Habibullah, Nabiullah, Rasulullah, Khalilullah, the friend of Allah, ya Rasulullah, Rasulullah.